Let us turn to the scripture reading for today, which is in the book of Psalms, chapter 42 and chapter 43.
我们今天阅读经文是来自诗篇的42篇和43篇。
We'll be reading this together, first in English and then in Cantonese.
我们会用英文一起读，之后再用广东话一起读。
Psalm 42. As a deer pants for flowing streams, so pants my soul for you, O God. My soul thirsts for God, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before God? My tears have been my food day and night, while they say to me all the day long, Where is your God? These things I remember as I pour out my soul. How I would go with the throng and lead them in procession to the house of God with glad shouts and songs of praise, a multitude keeping festival. Why are you cast down, O my soul? And why are you in turmoil within me? Hope in God, for I shall again praise him, my salvation. And my God, my soul is cast down within me. Therefore, I remember you from the land of Jordan and of Hermon, from Mount Mizar. Deep calls to deep at the roar of your waterfalls. All your breakers and your waves have gone over me. By day, the Lord commands his steadfast love, and at night, his song is with me, a prayer to the God of my life. I say to God, my rock, why have you forgotten me? Why do I go mourning because of the oppression of the enemy? As with a deadly wound in my bones, my adversaries taunt me, while they say to me all the day long, Where is your God? Why are you cast down, O my soul? And why are you in turmoil within me? Hope in God, for I shall again praise him, my salvation and my God. Psalm 43. Vindicate me, O God, and defend my cause against an ungodly people. From the deceitful and unjust man, deliver me. For you are the God in whom I take refuge. Why have you rejected me? Why do I go about mourning because of the oppression of the enemy? Send out your light and your truth. Let them lead me. Let them bring me to your holy hill and to your dwelling. Then I will go to the altar of God, to God my exceeding joy, and I will praise you with the lyre, O God, my God. Why are you cast down, O my soul? And why are you in turmoil within me? Hope in God, for I shall again praise him, my salvation and my God.
诗篇第四十二篇，神啊，我的心切慕你，如鹿切慕溪水。我的心渴想神，就是永生神。我几时得朝见神呢？我昼夜以眼泪当饮食，人不住地对我说：你的神在哪里呢？我从前与众人同住，用欢呼称赞的声音领他们到神的殿里，大家守节。我追想这些事。 我的心极其悲伤，我的心啊，你为何忧闷？为何在我里面烦躁？应当仰望神，因他笑念帮助我，我还要称谢他。我的神啊，我的心在我里面忧闷，所以我从约旦地、从黑门岭、从米撒山纪念你。我的瀑布发声，深渊骤雨深渊响应，你的波浪洪涛漫过我身。 白昼耶和华必向我施慈爱，黑夜我要歌颂祷告赐我生命的神。我要对神我的磐石说：你为何忘记我呢？我为何因仇敌的欺压时常哀痛呢？ 我的敌人辱骂我，好像打碎我的骨头，不住地对我说：我的神在哪里呢？我的心啊，你为何忧闷？为何在我里面烦躁？应当仰望神，因为还要称谢他，他是我脸上的光荣，是我的神。诗篇四十三篇，神啊，求你伸我的冤，向不虔诚的国为我辩屈，求你救我脱离诡诈不义的人，因为你是赐我力量的神，为何吊弃我呢？因为我为何因仇敌欺压时常哀痛呢？求你发出的亮光和真实，好引导我，带我到你的圣山，到你的居所，我就走到神的祭坛，到我最喜乐的神那里。神啊，我的神，我要弹琴称赞你。我的心啊，你为何忧闷？为何在我里面烦躁？应当仰望神，因我还要称谢他，他是我脸上的光荣，是我的神。
May God bless the readers and hearers of his words.
愿神祝福听同埋读佢嘅话语嘅人。
Very happy to have Pastor Wilson Chang give us the part two of his message, Drought and Deliverance.
今日程牧师会为我哋讲枯干与拯救嘅第二部分。
If you were with us in mid-May, we looked at Psalm 42 and Psalm 43.
我哋喺五月中嘅时候咧，我哋睇过诗篇嘅42同埋43篇噶啦。
And if you recall, we were looking at the causes and cures of despondency.
我哋讲咗咧，就系话沮丧嘅原因同埋医治嘅方法。
Now secular therapists tell us take a pill. It's brain chemistry.
嗱，熟世嘅辅导会讲我哋听，你食粒药啦，呢个完全因为你脑里边嘅化学作用嘅。
It's all a clinical thing。
呢啲都系临床嘅事情。
Legalistic or moralistic Christians say just repent, go through this list of things and do these things。
咁律法主义者同埋道德主义者，佢就会话你要悔改啦，咁你即系做呢啲，做呢啲，做呢啲，咁就得噶啦。
Others like your friends and families, maybe just say, just support the person, help their self-esteem, just love them.
又或者其他人会对佢哋嘅家人或朋友讲话，你去支持佢哋、爱佢哋，咁就帮助佢哋，咁就得噶啦。
The problem with these mentioned remedies is the fact that we as human beings, as you very well know, are multi-dimensional natures.
咁呢啲解決嘅方法，佢哋嘅問題喺邊度呢？就係話，因為我哋作為人，我哋有唔同嘅本質。
As you can see on the screen, you have a moral nature, a physical nature, a spiritual nature, and an emotional nature.
咁我哋有道德嘅本質，我哋有物質上嘅本質，有一個屬靈上面嘅本質，同埋一個情感上面嘅本質。
And that means you need to do all of the things that have been already suggested.
即是说你要做晒头先所提议你要做所有嘅嘢。
You see, it doesn't matter what triggers the despondency.
咁无论系有乜嘢去诱发你嗰个沮丧嘅心情。
Whatever starts it, once you're into it, all of those aspects are true.
咁无论系乜嘢去发生，咁但系一旦你当入进入嗰个状况嘅时候呢啲所有嘅层面嘅嘢呢都系真嘅。
You have to deal with all of them.
你要面对嘅系你头先审任何咁多嗰种嘅本质嘅层面上面嘅问题。
For all the various conditions or reasons we looked at last time, you can get downcast very easily, especially during times of upheaval like now.
你记得上次提过咁多种嘅状况同埋处境，你好容易就会觉得好沮丧，特别系我哋而家经过嘅困难。
And so to deal with all the ups and downs, you need to say, I need to get into fellowship with others.
要去应付呢啲问题，你要同自己讲，我要喺一个团契嘅里边。
I need to be willing to get more support from God.
我要愿意嘅系从神里边得到更多嘅帮助。
I maybe need some kind of physical treatment too.
甚至乎有一啲喺生理上见嘅治疗。
Maybe I do need to make some changes in my life.
又或者我要喺生命上边有啲改变。
There's an underlying cause or issue underneath these other causes that we've been looking at.
咁喺我哋所睇过嗰啲嘅原因嘅下边，其实有一个更深层嘅原因。
And so before I move on to the details of the cures, here's the issue underneath the issue.
所以当我们去看这个解决的方法之前，我们再看看那个最深层的问题在哪
里。Let me start by explaining something about Hebrew grammar.
让我首先去解释一下希伯来文的文法。
In Hebrew, you can intensify a word.Or verb.
在希伯来文里面你可以去使到一个动词或者一个名词是一个更加强化的性质。
You see, remember, the psalmist is talking to his soul in the presence of Almighty God.
记得这个诗人呢是跟他自己的人他就跟他自己的心去讲说话在神面前。
And he says again in Psalm 42:6, why?My soul, are you cast down? Put your hope in God. My soul is cast down, therefore I will remember you.
他说我的心你为何忧闷呢？他说你应当仰望神。他说我的心忧闷，所以我要记得你。
You see, these things I remember.
他说这些东西我都记得，我要去记得。
You see, that pronoun I is connected to that verb remember, and in Hebrew grammar, it's intensified.
咁呢个我字去联系住嗰个动词去记得去记起呢个动词系一个喺希伯来文嘅文法上边系一个更加强化嘅字。
I'll give an example of intensification. If you take the word concern and you intensify it.It means frightened.
嗰个例子，譬如系关心或者系担心嗰个字，如果你强化咗佢嘅时候，就变咗系惧怕。
Or you can use this analogy. This might help. If you take a word and make it intensive, you put it on steroids.
咁或者呢个用一个字，你要强化佢咧，就你系打一个强化嘅针落去。
And so what this psalmist is doing is he's taking the first person pronoun, the word I, and he's putting it intensively, in intensive form. And that's unusual.
咁呢个诗人所讲嘅就係话我呢个字呢个第一身呢个称呼佢去将佢变成一个更加强化嘅用字。係好唔同常嘅。
With that Hebrew grammar principle in mind,The psalmist talks about my soul is cast down because I'm yearning for you, O Lord.
所以呢个诗人讲话，我嘅心你系忧闷啊，烦躁，你去去渴想寻求神。
That's what I mean when you know a little bit about the original languages, which is in the Bible, it's in the Old Testament, it's Hebrew.It puts things in color. You're like watching color TV rather than black and white.
所以我当你去即系识到呢个圣经嘅原文希伯来文嘅时候咧，你就好似系睇紧一个电视，系有颜色嘅电视，有个色彩嘅电视。
And so what the psalmist is saying in verse 6 is, I, that means my identity or the deepest core of my being, needs God.
个诗人讲嘅就系话我。这个我最深的深处这个我这个灵魂是需要神。
Or let me put it this way, I'm looking for something, says the psalmist, that only God can satisfy.
又或者是我去找一些东西只有神才可以去满足我。
C.S. Lewis puts it this way, again, it's more of a paraphrase. He says, most people, if they really learned how to look into their own hearts, would know that they do want, and want acutely, something that cannot be had in this world.
好似老医师所讲话，好多人如果佢哋真系去认真用心去睇下嘅心嘅时候，佢哋就会知道佢哋所要嘅嘢唔系呢个世界系俾到佢哋嘅。
Lewis continues, there are all sorts of things in this world that offer to give it to you, but they never keep their promise.
如果继续讲话呢、这个世界咧有好多样嘢，佢话可以俾你，但系佢哋唔能够去实行佢哋应承你嘅嘢。
I think as a fellow human being, you're probably well aware of what Lewis and the Psalmist are saying.
咁我谂你都好明白到作为一个人吓，路易斯所讲呢、这个诗篇所讲嘅嘢。
There are longings which arise in us when, for example, we first fall in love.
我哋喺心里边要去渴求一啲嘢，当佢真系去爱佢嘅时候。
You could have similar kinds of longings arise in you when you are anxious and you want to visit a foreign country you want to see.
或者你去想去一个外国嘅地方去旅游一下，你有啲嘢系你想睇嘅，你心里边所想嘅。
If you're an eager learner, you want to take up a subject and you're excited about it.
或者你想学一样新嘅嘢，你都为到嗰样嘢去兴奋。
These longings that we're aware of, can't be really satisfied, even with the best of things in this life.
呢啲我哋所渴想嘅嘢，纵使系我哋生命最好嘅嘢，都唔能够真系满足到我哋。
Even the best of marriages, the best of vacations, the best of trips, the best of learning opportunities can't really.Satisfy you.
总之系嗰个最好嘅婚姻，一个最好嘅旅游嘅假期，或者你可以用最好嘅嘢，都唔能够满足你。
I hope you heard that because I'm not talking about unsuccessful marriages or lousy trips or vacations.
甚至我唔系讲紧一个好坏嘅婚姻，或者系一个好糟糕嘅旅行。
I'm speaking of even the best possible relationships, the best possible vacations, the best possible learning opportunities.
我哋讲紧嗰个最好嗰、那个最好嗰个婚姻嘅关系，嗰、那个最好嘅旅行嘅假期，或者系你嗰个最好嘅学习嘅经验。
There's always something we grasp at. We grasp at in the first moment of longing that, you know what? It just fades away.into unreality, right? We can't get a grip on it.
Yeah, 当我哋以为捉到嘅时候，这个好似就失去咗，那个真实嘅嘢就失去咗。
Again, your spouse may be a very good spouse.
咁你个配偶可能一个好好嘅配偶。
The scenery where you are on your trip may be outstanding.
你去旅行睇到嗰个风景系好美丽。
Your learning and your eagerness and your desire to learn has resulted in a good and rewarding job.
咁你去学习，你一个好好嘅学习嘅过程，以致你得到一个回报，就系一个好嘅工作。
All that hard work of learning has paid off handsomely.
你所花嘅时间嘅努力已经系得到回报。
But even with those good things.That you were looking for, and some of them you got, you feel like something has evaded you.
纵使呢啲咁好嘅嘢你已经得到嘅时候，但你觉得你仲系争啲嘢。
You see, many of you who are older realize that better than if those of you who are younger.
咁我知道你系，如果你系年纪大啲嘅时候咧，你就比嗰啲年轻人咧更加能够理解。
When you're young, you don't know how unhappy and discontent you are.
当你系年轻嘅时候咧，你唔会意识到你心里边嗰种唔满足系几咁大。
When you're young, you're sure that if you get a decent job, if you find the right love relationship, make a little bit of money, you'll be happier.
当你年轻嘅时候，你以为你揾到一份好嘅工作，去赚到一啲钱，去有一个好嘅婚姻嘅时候咧，你就会开心啲。
You're in preparation for your future.
你预备紧你嘅将来。
You're sure that as long as you do the right thing and have the happy family, the love, the money, the career, you'll be satisfied.
你同自己讲话，当你去做啱嘅嘢，你有一个好嘅婚姻，有一个好嘅工作同埋事业，有金钱，你就会好满足。
You think you'll be satisfied because everybody is looking for contentment, for satisfaction.
你以为你会去开心满足，因为你话其他人都系去揾紧佢哋嘅满足感。
Every one of us is looking for fulfillment.
我们每一个人都去找紧这个满足感。
And as time goes on, you're going to find out that those ordinary things don't give it to you, even the best possible ones.
但是当时间过去的时候，你就发觉这些东西都不能够真的去满足你，总是那个最好的。
And when that starts to happen, you start to ask questions like why? Why is that so?
然后你就开始问为什么会是这样的
呢？ You know, we're in denial.We say, no, I'll be fine. I'm not going to be discontent.
咁你可能会去否定自己咁嘅諗法，你会话啊，我会满足嘅，我唔会有咩缺点。
But you will, because you're a human being. You're no different than anybody else.
但系你实在系会，因为你都系人，你同其他人都系一样。
And as the years go by, you'll find that the things you thought would make you happy.Even a very good marriage won't satisfy ultimately your desire.
咁当呢啲年月过去嘅时候，你就发觉，纵使系一个好嘅婚姻，都唔能够满足你。
And one of the problems about having no marriage or a bad marriage is you think, you fool yourself. You think, well, if I had a good marriage, everything would be great.
咁当你系未结婚或者系你一个好坏嘅婚姻关系里边嘅时候。个问题喺边度？就系话，当你以为你有一个好嘅婚姻，所有嘅问题都会解决，所有嘢都会变得好好。
Even a good marriage is not enough to satisfy the deepest parts of your being.
纵使一个好嘅婚姻都唔能够你满足到你心里边最深层个需要嘅嘢。
The happy family, the great career, again, music, art.Hobbies, anything you dabble in won't ultimately satisfy.
你生命上面所有嘅嘢，无论系你嘅工作、你嘅财富、你音乐、其他任何嘅嘢，都唔能够去满足到你。
And so the question before all of us is this: Why not? Why won't it?
咁个问题，大家要谂嘅就系点解咧
？You may not believe in God at all. You're wondering why you're discontent.
你可能唔相信神，你都有谂点解你唔会满足呢
？It's because of what the psalmist is telling us here.
就因为呢个诗人喺呢度所同我哋讲嘅。
In the core of your being, the psalmist says, "You and I thirst for God."
佢话我嘅心，我哋最深嘅深层，我哋去渴求神。
Do you know what that means? If I don't have God, I will never.Be satisfied.
意思就系话，如果我冇神嘅时候，我唔会去满足。
The glory I'm looking for in all my pursuits in life, the love I'm looking for in all my relationships, I can only find in Him.
喺我所有嘅嘢，我想追求嘅嘢，追求嘅荣耀，只能够喺神里边揾到。
And ultimately, that's the reason why very often we find ourselves gloomy.Downcast in the blue.
所以个原因就系话，就系因为咁样，以致我哋成日都会觉得自己好沮丧、好忧愁。
We're unhappy. We're dissatisfied because our relationship with God is either non-existent or distant.
所以我哋唔开心，我哋唔满足，因为我哋同神嘅关系可能并唔存在，又或者我哋有一个好疏离嘅同神嘅关系。
Even those of us who say we believe in God, we struggle with our discontent.
纵使嗰啲我哋认为我哋自己相信神嘅人，我哋仍然喺呢个唔满足里边系挣扎。
And one of the main reasons that's so is we aren't cultivating a close relationship with God.
因为我哋并冇喺呢个同神嘅关系上边好好建立。
Or to put it another way, we're not communing with the living God.
又或者我哋冇同呢个活嘅神 去有一个正常的关系。
The Psalms are spelling that out clearly. We need God.
诗人很清楚讲明我们需要神。
We were built for God and nothing else will satisfy us.
我们被神，我们为神而做，没一样，没其他的东西可以满足我们。
And that's the cause beneath all the other causes of why. Very often we feel cut off from God.
这个就是说为什么我们常会觉得我们跟神是隔离了，这个就是最深层的原因。
It's because sin is our nature.
因为罪是我们的本质。
We don't have the perfect relationship with God anymore.
我们没有跟神有一个完美的关系。
Yet, in the beginning, before our sinful ways, we were built for the perfect relationship with the living God.
但是在以前，当人被造的时候，跟神有一个完美的关系。
And sometimes the loss of that, the unreality of that, gets through to us.
因为失去了这件事，这个事实就来到我们这里。
Now that's the underlying cause of the despondency.
这个就是那个沮丧的最深层的原因。
Now let me focus on the cures.
那现在我们想想那个治疗的方法。
When you're in the downcast situation, especially this kind, where you really sense God is not real, there are three things from the text that tell you what to do.
当你是沮丧的时候，你不觉得神是真实的时候，有三样东西圣经讲给我们听，我们需要做的。
Now, these three things aren't instant. It might take you years to learn them.
这三样东西不是即时就可以来到，可能要需要很多时间，甚至乎很多年的时间，你才能学习到。
But these things are vital to in your battle against despondency.
但是这几样东西对于你怎样去战胜你的沮丧是很重要。
And if you were with us on May 17th, we mentioned some of these, but I couldn't go into detail, and so I'll unpack that now.
几个礼拜之前我们已经再略略地提过，今天我们再去提清楚一点。
And I think this is on slide 3. First, pray even when you don't feel like it.
第一就是说，纵使你不想，但是仍然需要祷告。
And this is one thing you definitely can do, but I know you probably won't do.
这样你是很需要做，纵使我会觉得你可能不会做。
But you should do it. I know you probably don't feel like doing it, but you should do it.
可能你不觉得你想祈祷，但是我认为你是需要。
On your screen, you have verse 4a. I, says the psalmist, pour out my soul.
第四节他说我的心去倾出来。
Right, these things I remember, as I pour out my soul.
他说当我追上这些事的时候，我的心都极其悲伤。
And he goes on in verse 5, my soul is downcast within me, therefore I will remember you.
他说我的心都忧闷，所以我们应当仰望神。
Who's the psalmist talking to?
这个诗人跟谁说话呢？
In verse 4 and 5, he's talking to God.
第四、第五节他是跟神说话。
He's talking to God even though God is not real to him.
纵使神对他来说不是很真实，但是他仍然跟神去说话。
He's intensely, in a sustained way, reflectively, eloquently praying.
他是很强烈的，他是一路持续不断的，他是带着反省的心去向神祈祷。
He just said God's not real to him, but he's praying anyway.
他好像讲就是说神对我来说不真实，但我仍然会向他祈祷。
See, if God is not real to you, go and pray to him about that fact that he's not real to you.
所以如果对神对你来说不是真实的时候，你就向他祈祷，就讲他听，你觉得他不真实。
If you don't feel like praying, go and pray, telling God you don't feel like praying.
如果你不想祈祷的时候，你就向神去祈祷话，你不想祈祷。
That's why you see throughout the Psalms, other Psalms, that if you're angry at God, the Psalms tells God that they're angry at him.
所以你看到诗篇其他的地方，有时诗人会说，他去很憎神，所以他就向神祈祷说，啊，我很憎你啊。
See, if God is not real to you and you don't actually go to talk to him, He'll stay unreal to you 10 times longer than if you went to him.
所以如果你觉得神不真实而你不向他祈祷的时候呢，神那种不真实就会比起你去向他祈祷呢是会更加长的时间，可能十倍更长。
But if you do go and pray, and of course there are other things to do too, it's a little bit like opening your eyes in the dark, in the middle of the night.
如果你去向祈祷的时候，你就好像在黑暗的环境里面打开你的眼睛。
I don't know about you, but lately I haven't been sleeping through the night, so I would wake up in the middle of the night.
最近我都睡得不是很好，那可能我半夜我就会起身。
And so when you wake up in the middle of the night, it's pitch black, it's dark.
当你半夜起身的时候，周围都黑蒙蒙。
And when you first open your eyes in the middle of the night, you can't see a thing.
当你半夜打开眼睛的时候，你看不到东西。
But as you keep your eyes open, did you notice something? You start to, things start to lighten.
但当你继续张开你的眼睛的时候，你就发觉啲嘢好像越来越光咁样。
Right, you might see the edge of your bed.
可能你看到的床的床边。
Or maybe you see a little bit of light coming through the window, through the street light.
又或者你看到窗外边的灯光，街灯照入来。
That's a description of, or analogy of what you need to do.
这个就是说，好像刚才我所说你所需要做的。
In the dark night of your despondency, open your eyes, look into darkness.
就是在这个沮丧的黑暗的里面去打开你的眼睛去看住这个黑暗。
And by that I mean you pray into the darkness.
就是说你向着这个黑暗去祈祷。
That means you keep your eyes of faith open. You pray and talk to God.
就是你张开你的信心的眼睛去向神去祈祷。
And eventually you'll find the darkness will lift in a certain way, just like when you open your eyes in the dark.In the middle of night.
然后你就会发觉这个黑暗就会离开，慢慢所有的东西都变得光明。
You gradually start to see things even in the dark.
然后你会发觉纵使在黑暗里面你开始去看到东西。
I can't emphasize that enough. It's extremely, extremely important to do that.
这个是很重要你一定要做的。
It might sound very simple. It is simple. It's one of the most practical and simple things to do.
这个听落很容易，事实上也都是很容易可以去做到。
Again, pray. Pray a lot, even when you don't feel like to.
就是说你要去祈祷，要多点祈祷，纵使你不想去祈祷的时候。
And by the way, if you've tried that, you know it's one of the most excruciating, extraordinarily hard thing for you to do.
当你去这样做的时候，你就发觉，啊，其实原来这个是最难做到的。
But nevertheless, that's still the way forward.
但是这个是帮助我们向前的方法。
And that's what the psalmist is doing. Pours out his soul before the Lord.
就是在神面前去将你的心去倾倒出来。
He prays even though he doesn't feel like it.
纵使你不想，但是你仍然去祈祷。
Here's the second thing from the text that's analogies of the cure. And it's on the screen there. Secondly,Challenge yourself about your hopes.
第二的解决的方法就是说去向你的去盼望的东西去挑战。
And as you could see on the screen, I have that here for you. In a way, this is the heart of this entire psalm.
我在这个荧光幕给你看到就是说这样东西就是整个诗篇的重心。
This is really the key to the whole thing.
这个是整件事情嗰、那个关键。
You see, the psalms is getting better.
呢个诗人咧可以好似系变得越嚟越好啦。
And if you read through the psalm again, Psalm 42 and 43 go together. If you read through the psalm carefully, there are three stanzas.
咁如果你小心去睇头先我哋所睇嘅42、43篇呢、这个诗篇嘅时候咧，佢全部夹埋其实可以分为三部分。
And each time.At the end of that stanza, there's a refrain.
而每一部分最尾的时候呢他都会重复了一句。
And as you go through the psalm slowly, you'll see he's getting a little bit more hopeful each time. Each time he says that refrain.
然后你每看这两篇诗篇一路慢慢去看下去的时候呢 佢好似变得越嚟越有盼望，佢嗰个重复嗰句说话咧，系越嚟越好。
And for those of you who are sharp, who have a good memory, what does he say in the psalm over and over again?
如果你记得嘅话，呢、这个诗人喺诗篇里边点样重复去讲嗰句说话咧
？Why, my soul, are you downcast? Why, so disturbed within me? Put your hope in God, for I will yet praise Him, my Savior and my God.
佢话我嘅心啊，你为何忧闷？为何在我里面烦躁？应当仰望神，佢系我嘅救主，我嘅神。
See, he repeats that three times.
佢重复咗三次。
And so, what is he doing by repeating those words?
咁佢重复呢三次，咁佢其实做紧乜嘢咧？
He's actually doing two things at once.
其实他一次过做了两件事。
First, he's talking to himself, not just listening to himself. He's talking to himself.
第一就是他不单只是听自己讲话，而是他向自己去讲话。
See, there's a difference between talking to yourself and just listening to yourself.
听自己讲话和向自己去讲话是两件事。
You and I know people who only know how to listen to themselves.
咁你同我都认识有啲人，佢哋只会听佢哋自己讲嘢。
And you should listen to what's inside you.
冇错，你要听下你心里边所讲嘅嘢。
You should learn how to go into the depth of your being, your heart, and say, "Heart, what am I feeling?"
你都要学下你进入你嘅心里边，向自己嘅心去讲。心你谂感觉紧啲乜嘢咧？
The experts are right. They're saying it's important not to be out of touch with your feelings.
咁嗰啲专家所讲嘅都啱嘅，就系话咧，你唔好去否定咗你自己嘅感受。
In other words, as human beings, you and I need to know if we're angry.
你同我都需要知道我哋系咪愤怒咧
？You and I need to know if we're scared.
咁我哋要知道我哋系咪好害怕咧？
You and I need to know if we're sad.
我哋要知道我哋系咪忧伤咧
？You need to know what your feelings are.
你要知道自己嘅感受系乜嘢
？So it doesn't mean you shouldn't listen to your heart.
咁但系并唔系代表话你唔需要听你嘅心讲说话。
But if you only listen to your heart, you're playing with fire.
但系如果你只系去听你嘅心去讲嘢嘅时候咧，你系喺度玩火。
If you only listen to your heart, you're going towards self-destruction.
如果你只是听你的心去讲嘢的时候呢，你就去步向摧毁。
And do you know why that's so?
为什么呢？
It's because at times of despair, your heart is going to say, it's terrible, it's awful, it's never going to get better.
因为当你在绝望里面的时候，你的心去向你讲什么呢，它只会说，哎，好坏啊，这个情况很差，这个情况呢不会变得更加好。
And the heart, the core of your being, is telling you that because that's how you feel.
因为你嗰个就系你感受紧嗰个状况。
But if all you do is listen to your heart, you're drowning. You're finished in your sorrow.
如果你只系听你嘅心去讲说话嘅时候咧，你就玩完啦，你就喺你嘅忧伤里边。
Do you know the difference between listening to your heart and talking to yourself?
你知唔知道？听你的心去讲嘢，同埋向你的心去讲嘢个分别呢
？The psalmist here before us does listen to his heart. He knows what he's feeling inside. He tells us.
呢个诗人冇错，喺开始嘅时候会听佢嘅心去讲说话，去睇下佢心里边嘅感受系点样。
But the key is he doesn't stop there.
但系佢并冇喺停喺嗰度就算。
He then turns around and talks to his inner being. He talks to his heart.
因为之后佢亦都会向佢嘅心去说话。
He starts to say to himself, "Listen, what are you placing your hope in?"
佢话心啊，你听下你嘅盼望，你放喺边一度咧
？Listen, what is your purpose for living?
佢话听下你活着嘅目的喺边度咧
？Self, this is what you need to know.
佢话心啊，你要知道呢啲嘢，你系需要知道嘅。
Let me ask you, for those of you who get down, who get despondent, do you know how to do that?
我想问下你，你曾经试过忧伤沮丧的人，你知唔知道点样做呢
what I'm describing to you is preaching the gospel to yourself.
我剛才向你所說的就是說向你的心去宣講這個福音。
And that's what the psalmist is doing here. And that's really the key to the entire psalm.
詩人就是在這裡去做了這件事，這個就是整個詩篇的關鍵。
Notice he's not just taking himself in hand and talking to himself and preaching to himself. He's not just doing that.
你要留意一下，他不是只是捉住他的心，那个手，去跟他讲话，去向他去传福音。
He's not talking about his feelings.
他不是讲他的感受。
He doesn't say repeatedly, just get a hold of yourself.
他不是重复这样讲话，你自己去挺起胸膛。
He can't control feelings. He doesn't just say, stop feeling bad.
他不是说你停止你那种很坏的心情，那就算数。他说你不能够控制你的感情。
You see, did you notice he's not doing that?
他不是这样说。
And what he's actually doing, and this is what you have on your slide here, what he's doing is talking to himself about his hopes.
诗人去向他的心所讲的就是讲紧他那个盼望。
And what that means is he's actually analyzing why he feels what he feels.
他实际上是分析紧他点解会有当时那种的感受。
He does that because your feelings come from what you hope in.
因为你的感受是来自于你的盼望是放在哪里。
Your feelings come abouton what you rely on.
你的感受就在乎于你依靠紧啲乜嘢。
And so ask that important question. What are you resting on? For your happiness. What are you resting on? For your security.
所以你要问下自己，你将你嘅快乐建立喺边一度呢？你嘅安全感系建立喺边一度呢？
What is your purpose? What is your significance in life?
你的生命的意义在哪里呢？你的生命的重要性在哪里呢？
Let me give an example of how you would do this in talking to yourself.
我给个例子你怎么做。
You've just listened to yourself, but now you're going to talk to yourself.
那你听过自己所讲的东西，感受，然后呢你就要去跟自己讲。
And you say to yourself, why are you feeling so afraid?
你跟自己讲，为什么你这么怕呢？
You're feeling afraid because something has been threatened.
你觉得他怕，因为有些东西好像受到威胁。
And so what is being threatened and why is that so important to you?
有些什么受到威胁，还有这些为什么这么重要呢？对你来说。
Why do I feel like I can't experience life joyfully without that thing?
为什么我会觉得没了这件事，我就不能够去经历到生命那种的喜乐。
Why do I think that God isn't enough for me?
点解我觉得神对我嚟讲系唔足够呢？
Why should I give that thing so much control over me?
点解我要让嗰样嘢去控制到我呢？
Okay, so I just gave you that example. What are you doing? What was I doing?
我头先对你所讲嘅，其实我哋做紧乜嘢呢？
You're looking at your hopes.
你就是看着你自己那个盼望。
And what have you placed your hope in your life?
就是你在生命里面你将你的盼望放在哪里呢？
Or let me put it another way, maybe more clearly, where have you placed your happiness, your security, your significance, your self-worth in?
就是说你将你的快乐，你的安全感，你那个重要性，你那个价值是放在哪里？
Do you see the psalmist is not just listening to himself, he's talking to himself.
这个诗人不只是听他的心去讲话，而是向他的心去说话。
And he's challenging himself. He says, change your hopes. Hope in the living God.
他挑战着他自己，就是说将你的盼望你要改变，你要将你的盼望放在神那里。
In the psalm, you'll notice that something's changed, right? Something's changed in his life circumstances. And he's saying to himself, I'm going to hope.In God.
你看到诗篇的诗人，他的生命的处境开始去改变，他开始将他的盼望放在神那里。
And if you do hope in God, your feelings will start to heal.
如果你将开始将你盼望摆喺神里边嘅时候，你嘅感受就会得到医治。
There's a third cure in the text, and that's on the next slide here. Thirdly, comfort yourself with God's unconditional love.
而第三个医治嘅方法就系话将用神嗰、那个无条件嘅爱去安慰你自己。
And you'll see on your screen, he says in verse 6, my soul is downcast within me, therefore I will remember you.
第六节他说我的心是忧闷，所以我要去记得你。
And how so? He gives us the answer in verse 8, by day the Lord directs his love, at night his song is with me, a prayer to the God of my life.
他怎样做呢？他说第八节那里说，八昼耶和华必向我施慈爱，黑夜我要歌颂祷告赐我生命的神。
You know, I've mentioned in other sermons, because this word appears again and again in the Bible, it's that word hesed. That's the word translated, the Hebrew word translated love here. The word love is the word hesed, that's unconditional love.
这个刚才所讲的慈爱那个字，在希腊文在伯来文的原文 hesed 这个字就是一个无条件的爱。
That's committed love, that means love no matter what.
这个就是一个委身的爱，就是说无论什么事发生你都是有爱。
The psalmist lets God heal his heart.
这个诗人让神去医治他的心。
He challenges himself and he says, hey self,And I have this on the next slide. He takes himself by the hand. He's not just talking to himself soothingly. He's challenging himself over what he hopes in.
他对自己讲，他不是只是听他讲嘢，而是捉住他的手去挑战他，挑战他那个盼望在哪里，挑战他用神无条件的爱去安慰他。
And then he's comforting himself with God's unconditional love.
是用神无条件的爱去安慰他。
You know, a psalm is, of course, speaking from the Old Testament perspective, right?
我们讲的是旧约的圣经。
In the Old Testament, God's unconditional love is rather unexplainable.
还在旧约圣经里面，神的个无条件的爱好像很难去解释。
You'll hear phrases in the Old Testament, God saying, I will never,clear the guilty.
咁你会睇个旧约圣经里边，神话我唔会将你嘅爱就咁涂抹，将你嘅罪涂抹。
In the Old Testament, God says, "No one can look at my face and live."
神话冇人可以睇到我嘅面，并且系存活嘅。
In the Old Testament, God says, "I must not. You must not walk into the Holy of Holies, into the tabernacle."
神话你不能够就咁行入去嗰个至圣所，唔可以就咁行入去会幕里边。
In the Old Testament, God goes to the extreme. I'll kill you if you touch that mountain.
佢又会话，如果你触摸嗰个山嘅时候，我就会杀咗你。
Of course, he says that because he's holy. We're not. We're sinners.
因为佢话，因为佢系圣洁嘅神，系圣洁，我哋系罪人。
But then, in other Old Testament passages to his people Israel, he says, "But I love you."I'm completely committed to you, to know you, no matter what.
但是在其他的经文里面，神又会说我爱你，我是向你去委身，无论发生什么事。
So how do those two things work?
那这两样东西怎么走在一起呢？
Well, if you were an Old Testament believer, there was almost no way to know.
咁如果你係相信呢个旧约圣经嘅时候，你係冇可能会知道。
But you're in the New Testament age. We do know.
但而家我哋喺新约嘅时代，我哋知道。
And when Jesus went to the cross, he said two things that are connected to us today.
当耶稣走上呢个十字架嘅时候，有两样嘢将我哋联系一齐。
One thing he said, I mentioned many, many times, my God, why?Have you forsaken me?
第一句说话，他说：我的神，我的神，为什么要离弃我？
But there's a second thing Jesus says. I thirst.
另一样嘢，耶稣所讲嘅喺十字架上面，佢话我渴了。
And do you know why Jesus said that?
点解耶稣咁样讲咧？
Jesus was experiencing the absence of God the Father.
耶稣系经历紧佢冇咗神喺佢生命里边。
He was actually being deserted, left behind by God.
佢系被神系离弃。
And so when Jesus says, I thirst, he was talking about the fact that as a human being with a physical body, as he was dying as a physical human being, right? He was thirsty, yes, physically.
耶稣说我口渴了，我渴了。在他生理上面，他是口渴、干渴的。
But he's saying something much more than physical thirst.
但他说的不单只是这样。
He was talking about the cosmic thirst.That means being cut off completely from his loving heavenly father.
他说的口渴干渴是一个宇宙性的干渴，就是说他跟神是完全的，是断绝了。
And why did Jesus experience that, being cut off?
为什么耶稣有这样的经历，跟神是断绝了呢？
Well, the Bible says because he went to the cross and got what you and I deserve.
圣经话，因为佢走上十字架去承担咗你同我都应该要受嘅。
You see, as human beings who have sinned and have gone against God and have left things undone that we ought to have done for God, you've done wrong.
我哋系罪人，我哋有啲嘢我哋唔应该做，我哋做咗，我哋应该做又冇做嘅时候，呢啲系我哋犯罪得罪咗神。
You.And I have done wrong against God and others.
我们得罪了神，也都得罪了其他人。
And so let me ask you, if that's so, and it is, what do you and I deserve?
这样的时候，我们配得什么呢？
We deserve the absence of God.
我们配得的就是说没了神。
We deserve to lose the living God, to be banished.From his holy presence.
我们配得的就是我们失去这个活神，是从他的圣洁的面前完全的。
We deserve that horrible thirst of not being with the one we were made for.
我们配得的就是说我们去渴求，我们想渴求那一位去创造我们。
Jesus Christ experiences that on the cross.In our place.
耶稣基督在十字架上面取代了我们的位置去经历这样的事。
If I believe in God through Jesus Christ now, because Jesus Christ was really deserted for me on the cross, I only feel deserted now.
如果我们相信神是藉着耶稣基督去为了我们是被神的离弃的时候，但我们现在只是间不足觉得被神离弃。
But just because I feel deserted by God at times, I'm not really deserted. God is with me.
所以我们可能只是感觉到神是离弃了我们有些时间，但是我们事实并没有被神离弃，神是跟我们一起。
And we can know that for sure because Jesus Christ was deserted in my place on the cross.
为什么我们知道呢？因为耶稣基督在十字架上面是为了我们，是被神离弃。
And so now, in a fallen world, I only temporarily have these spurts of spiritual thirst that come when there's upheaval and change in my life.
所以现在在这个破落的世界里面，我们只会是某些时间，当有些不好的原意的事发生的生命生命上面的时候，我们先至会觉得被神是离弃。
Do you know why it's hard for us people types who, when there's a pandemic and there's a lot of social unrest? Because we're creatures of habit.
为什么我们作为人，我们在譬如这个疫情的里面，或者在社会的动荡的里面，我们会觉得不开心，因为我们是要有习惯的。
when there's a lot of difficult circumstances to handle all at once, it's hard for us to deal with.
咁喺呢啲咁多嘢嘅发生嘅时候，我哋系好难去应付。
And you know, change happens. That's life in a fallen world. Change for the worst happens.
咁喺呢个破落嘅世界里边，喺生命里边有呢啲嘅转变系时常会发生。
And there are many troubles in your life, in mine, to deal with.
咁喺我哋生命上面有好多唔同嘅问题，我哋要面对。
And everything's decaying, right? You know, the computer that you're using now, it's not new anymore. It's going to decay.
所有嘢都去慢慢嘅去衰残，好似你同我用紧嗰个电脑，佢都去好似系慢慢嘅去变旧。
And we look in the mirror, and 60 years go by, and we're decaying.
咁我哋望下块镜，去睇下自己。年月咁样过去嘅时候，我哋系慢慢嘅衰残。
That's because of our rebellion against our Maker God.
因为我哋叛逆咗神嗰位创造我哋嘅神。
But if you've trusted in God's unconditional love for you, then despite the adversities, there's hope. There's hope in God's restoration plan.
但如果纵使喺呢啲咁困难嘅时候，你仍然相信神嘅无条件嘅爱嘅时候，你嘅盼望就喺神嗰个会将所有嘢都恢复嘅计划里边。
And if you think today about Jesus Christ and what He's done on the cross for you, and if you're feeling dry and deserted, you won't remain that way.
如果你去今日去认识嗰位耶稣基督嘅时候，你睇到神耶稣基督点样被神离弃嘅时候，你又知道你唔会被系不断嘅离弃。
Yes, if you're like me.You're still going to have your sleepless nights, and then that next day is going to be a tough one.
咁如果你好似我咁样，夜晚仍然好难瞓得着，而第二日好似仲有好多嘅问题要面对。
You're still going to have to fight and battle through the dark night.
你仍要去喺呢个黑暗里边去挣扎，要去战斗。
But you're not alone.
但你唔系自己一个人。
Is with you.
神系同你一齐。
And so say to yourself, Jesus went through real desertion for me.
所以你就同自己讲，耶稣基督为咗我系被神真正嘅系弃绝。
And because he was my substitute and was deserted, I only get a sense of desertion now. I'm not really deserted.
就是因为耶稣基督代替了我的位置，所以我只会感到有些时候是被弃绝，但是事实上我不是被弃绝的。
And that's a certainty, because Jesus already substituted and paid my sin penalty.
这个是一个事实，因为耶稣基督实际上已经为我去付上了这个罪的代价。
And God is just, and so if he's deserted Jesus already for me,He cannot desert me.
神是公义的，他已经是曾经离弃了耶稣基督，所以神不会离弃我们。
And if you preach that to your heart, if you talk to your heart deep down, living water will start to flow once again.
你要向你的心去这样讲，以致这个活水就会自然地流出来。
Because he will never leave you.Nor forsake you.
因为神永远都不会撇下我们或者离弃我们。
Because justice has been served already. Jesus paid it all.
因为公义已经伸张了，耶稣基督为我们付上代价。
And then you'll find the darkness lifting in the dark night.
然后你就会发觉夜晚这个黑暗就慢慢地退去。
And when it's all over, as you reflect back,You'll find yourself more holier, more happier, more deeper, more wiser.
而当呢啲一切过去嘅时候，你就会发觉自己系更加开心、更加圣洁、更加有智慧。
And then you can sing, like in verse 9, God is my rock.
然后你就可以好似第九节所讲嘅，神系我嘅磐石。
You can sing. with the hymn writer, I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. On Christ the solid rock I stand. All other ground is sinking sand.
你就可以同好似呢个写诗歌嘅人所讲嘅话，我冇好处空足自夸，为传言靠救主圣名立在基督坚固磐石，其余根基全是沙土，耶稣基督就是磐石。
Father, enable us today to sing you praises despite our difficult circumstances.
天父，今日纵使喺困难嘅环境，求你帮助我哋去向你唱诗赞美。
We can do that if we preach the gospel to ourselves。
只要当我哋将呢个福音向自己宣讲嘅时候，我哋可以咁样做。
You'll be with us. You have promised that。
你应许我哋，你会同我哋同在。
And we can do all things through Him who lives。In me.
我们藉着各位住我们住在我们心里面的，我们凡事都能做。
So help us now to praise you and to respond to your word.
所以现在就帮助我们去赞美你，回应你的说话。
We ask that in the precious name of Jesus. Amen.
奉耶稣基督宝贵的名求，阿门。